This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
No.
A couple of big ones. This. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So, let's talk about a man in North Carolina. He called 911 and said his girlfriend locked him in a storage unit. Not just locked him in a storage unit, she kept him there.
Yep.
He said his girlfriend locked him inside, and it took him days to find his cell phone in the dark unit. And the girlfriend was arrested and charged with attempted murder and kidnapping.
Wow. How did she overpower him to lock him in there?
That's a good question.
How do you get to a murder charge from...
Attempted. So,
like, locking in a closet, false imprisonment.
Well, you can't eat and stuff.
You could die without water and food. So they say.
Pay.
Yeah, I mean, could you really though?
Yeah, there's a 51-year-old man. So he called the authorities on Monday, and he said that he's been locked in this unit. He finally found his phone, and the operator asked him if he was stuck inside, and he says, "Yes, my girlfriend locked me in here." And she doubled up my lock. I just needed to get out and breathe. So the crews rushed to the unit, freed the man, and got him to the hospital. He was dehydrated, but he's going to survive.
God, I wonder, like, there's so much stuff. Like, remember the time I used to have, it's okay to say, I had a storage unit for way too long, many years. Matter of fact, I had paid more to rent the unit than the stuff that was inside of it.
Oh, years.
So dumb.
It was a long time.
But the manager was telling me that they had to kick a guy out because he was living, quite simply living in his storage unit.
Yeah.
Living in it. I wonder if this is a thing where this dude's like maybe a drug addict, and she's like, all right, when you start to, you know, have your come downs, you got to go live in the storage unit. And they didn't maybe want to say that.
Why can you? Well,
because it's not. Why can't you live in it?
Well, I guess legally, like, you don't have the facilities, but like if you.
They have
like,
a bathroom and it's air conditioned. I mean,
really?
It's one of the things, if you break down what living is, like, you know, like what living is, like living or just surviving. Like, he was just surviving. But those things, like, are not cheap either. Like, nothing is, obviously, but I mean, like, $300 a month for, like,
you know, I don't think about that until I had a buddy that lived in New York City. He's like, I live in the biggest city in the world, man. Like, I'm rarely at home, so I just need a place where I can go sleep. It's not like I'm hanging out there.
Old school people, whatever that means, people of old, they had it right, because when they would start a business, they'd live above it.
Yep.
Oh, that would be horrible though, because you never get to leave it.
Those are expensive now.
Yeah, but
really
you,
cool lofts.
It keeps you close to you. Yeah, right. You can't escape your work, but also it kind of like
keeps you focused, I guess, because you know it's right downstairs.
Yeah. Plus, it, you know, kids can go down there and work.
Yeah. Let me walk to work.
Let me walk to work. Slide down the steps and head on in there.
If it's like a local grocery store or kind of restaurant, I can see that. You know, for convenience sake. But anyways, back to the story.
Remember the time we went to the bar downtown Greenville and we didn't realize there was an apartment right above it? And we got to go in that apartment and it was like, dude, this is like...
It's a little wild.
If these walls could talk, boy.
Well, the Asian market on the east side, didn't they live upstairs?
Yes.
That's where I bought my nunchucks.
Yep.
Yeah, a friend of mine lived in a very nice place there. I liked it. I liked this place. All right, so let's go back to the story that this unit was described as a hoarder's paradise. It was stuff so full of stuff that... that things started falling out when the police opened it. That's why he couldn't find anything around. And how long was he in there? He was there from Thursday the 20th to Monday. So that's 4 days without food or water. So
make that a movie. One guy got stuck in that mountain climbing accident for like 100 and something hours. They made a movie of it.
One official says
Aaron Ralston.
Truly believe that she intended for him to die inside that thing.
Why wouldn't he call the office of the storage unit?
Or just bang on it when you heard people walking around?
Oh, he couldn't find it? I thought he had his phone with him.
Yeah, but she said it was so packed full of crap that he couldn't find it.
Oh, my. Okay, well, that's on him at some point. You know what?
Yeah, keep it in your pocket, pal.
The girlfriend is a 52-year-old woman named Robin Deaton, and she was arrested and charged with attempted murder and kidnapping, and he's...
Let's get this mug up.
The guy has since tried to change the narrative and change the story a little bit, claiming that she accidentally shut him inside and didn't know that he was in there.
Oh, please.
But it sounds like it's cops
aren't
buying it.
People with the dogs when they go to work.
And they believe that he's a victim of domestic violence.
You know where this is odd? You might have said, I didn't know it happened up in Charlotte, but one station or story will pick up on it. It already made it to People magazine.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as it doesn't affect local politics. Like, there's a story that of...
You would never see that in there.
It has to do with local politics in this immediate area, and only the Charleston papers will cover it. The ones up here will not touch it.
It's very odd how that works, because we hear rumblings of something happening to a few different people. I'm like, how does that not make the news?
Because they won't pick it up. But down there, it's not that big of a deal. But up here, it's a big deal.
And these are, like, serious allegations.
Big time. Big time. Like, hey,
the fact that,
like, how do you lose $1 billion?
Was it ever
that's
there?
More than an accounting error.
They can't even agree if it even existed.
God, and that's on a local. That's on a state level. Imagine the good Lord.
I feel like Curtis Loftus is going to start punching people at some point.
Oh, man,
because they're pretty much telling him he don't know how to do his job.
Well, I mean. An error.
And they blame it on a software switch?
Yes, but still, you don't...
That money would never... It never existed, right?
No, it was numbers... It's like all money. I mean, generally speaking, you know, every dollar's lent out 9 times, so it's a decimal point. It's a number on a computer until you actually go get it.
We would have heard about that. Like, as much news as I watch, I would have heard if it, like, you know, like, the state just got over $1 billion of...
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I used the wrong debit card. Whatever it is.
Maybe I got all the money, and it really did exist. Ooh. And I'm keeping it in Charleston in my house.
Oh, Hanky Mack's building a super yacht.
Well, yeah, his hair can only... That's how he fixes his hair.
He just gets on his boat.
He has to.
If he lived there, I could see that. I would love that.
You're going to buy your lottery tickets with your debit card now, and I'm going to get all your state money. In my little pink house in Charleston.
I do love that he talks like Foghorn Leghorn. I really do.
And he can play the guitar, too.
Yeah.
I love your new voice, and I love your Hanky Mack.
We're going to fill these potholes with money, Peggy. All money. That's all ours now.
Put all these worthless pennies in there.
Pennies.
I know. I wanted to wear a white suit one day so he just looks like Boss Hogg. Who just walks up
just all white.
Colonel Sanders. Either one of them. I'm up
like
for
Shawn Michaels when he fought Undertaker.
Oh, I mean, she mentions Colonel Sanders real quick. The KFC announced that they're going to move their corporate headquarters to Texas.
No.
Out of Louisville.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Texas Fried Chicken.
Texas? Well, now they're going to keep the name, but the governor said, you know, Colonel Sanders would not approve of this.
No, Colonel Sanders was a badass. I mean, he really was.
I
he
like
would,
him.
Like, when people would come and try to like steal from him, or like people would, they had issues with him because he would put signs everywhere, and some of the competition, they'd go take his signs down, and he'd go after him with a gun.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, he really did.
Don't take my chicken.
Yeah, he was a real colonel.
Good food.
I can't remember if it was Reba was the colonel for a little bit. I like Daryl Hammond the best.
Yeah.
I think other people were the colonel. Tim Meadows might have been at one point.
I used to love that.
There was a black colonel. And yep. Then there was
it Tracy Morgan, maybe? How many colonels did we have? We had a lot of different colonels.
I'm pretty sure.
I know Reba was one, and I was like, this was before AI was a thing. I'm like, this is AI. This can't be Reba.
It can't be, but she was,
the
right?
The Sanders family would not allow this.
And back in the day.
Dion, what do you say?
We didn't get fast food a lot when I was growing up, but when my That's mom brought home That's a bucket of chicken, it was wonderful.
What, KFC?
Yeah, oh, dude, we loved it.
I still would. I'd get a cup full of the gravy and drink it with a straw.
Dude, I forgot about Norm MacDonald, but they said Rob Riggle did it, and Ray Liotta was Colonel Sanders?
What?
How did we miss that? That'd have been great.
Did they do, like, what was the craziest one, though? Reba?
Probably Reba. Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a Rosie Perez, Colonel Sanders?
Good.
No, I don't think there was. There might have been, but they abandoned the. Yeah, he did.
That's
it.
That's why I corn on the cob.
God, look at him. I can't make the picture any bigger, but he kind of looked like the real one.
Kind of.
I mean, it's like an A-list actor playing, doing a commercial for Colonel Sanders.
It's a big brand. Pepsi owns it.
Well, we have a list of the dumbest things
and Taco Bell
that people take pride in.
What?
Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. We'll do that on Monday.
Yep.
Okay. I'll save it.
I'm going to remember over the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, that's
dumb things that people take pride in.
It's the ultimate tease right there.
Well, coming from the ultimate tease.
Oh, what a compliment.
That's her gamer handle. That's her roast beef profile, whatever the grinder equivalent is.
I asked Melissa if they would let... I can't make that joke. Well, maybe I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Paige come up with their own brand of pocket tees.
Oh, okay.
You put them in your pocket?
Yeah, like a pocket...
Oh, yeah.
Pocket tees. All right, get out.
Okay. I don't know how a pocket one of those works.
Dude, like, if that fits in your pocket, then... You ain't got much of a rocket.
Oh, God. That's perfect. Wow. Go out on that one.
Play me out on that one.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Morning show.
We got DNA Dad on the phone. Let's just, before we get him on, let's do the work for him and let you know why he's on with this update today.
A girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, she's going to tell you over the messenger. Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago, and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Clearly was on a Biden phone when he called.
Sounds like he's in a tunnel.
Somewhere. Let's talk to DNA Dad. Or is it DNA Dad? Let's not say yet. Good morning, anonymous sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do sound a little bit better now, yeah. But also you sound a little more, I don't want to say calm, but I mean, when you called us, how long ago was that?
It's been about 3 weeks or a little more.
God, I thought November.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been right around 3 weeks.
We get a lot of calls about DNA and not just about what you're thinking.
Asking for ours, like
so
in a donation.
So here's the question. You know, we could candy coat this and sit here and try to thicken it up, as they say in the business, but you... Two questions before you make the great reveal. One, did you say this was a previous girlfriend, sister, or a former wife?
So it was a girl. Like, at first I didn't know who she was, but now I remember exactly who she is. It was the wife of the dude that was, I did it at his wife.
I remember that part now.
A friend's.
So pretty much, he was not a friend at all. He was just a guy that would show up at parties. He knew somebody. I don't really know who, but the reason why I couldn't remember her is because when we hooked up, she was a blonde-head, smaller girl. And now she's a brunette, a little bit bigger, and she's changed in her face a little bit, so it didn't click. But her son showed me a picture of her around the time where he was conceived, and I was like, that's her. That's the married chick.
Because there were drugs involved back then, you know, some slinging, some doing.
Ben.
So, well, yeah. I was slinging a good bit back then. Wasn't really doing the right thing, I guess.
Well, what are we slinging, though? Are we just doing that?
Just get eaten by a dragon, sir.
Yeah, like, are you in a tunnel? Like, what? Like, painted, are you a heavy breather? Like, what is that?
Oh, no, sir. I drive a truck.
God bless you.
We're sorry.
Sound like you're driving a dragon.
It won't fall from heaven. We thank you for your... Give us a toot-toot, if you would. Not cocaine, but a horn thing. All right.
There you go.
God bless you. Okay, so... you see the picture. Do you have any other children that you know of?
I have two, what y'all call bonus kids, two stepchildren.
Gotcha.
And then I have an 8-year-old son that is biologically mine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How long have you had these results?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
How long have you had the results knowing this revelation you're about
to found use? Out, I guess it's been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
That's pretty quick.
when we come back. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. All right. So did you just find out you have another child or no?
I am the dad.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. Awesome.
You are the father. You are the father. You are the father.
Which brings up another question. Is there going to be... Okay, obviously, there's no relationship between you and the baby mama.
People driving like hell out there. Listen at them.
And I don't want to put this out there. I don't want to speak it into existence, but she's not going to try to come after money for like all those years, right?
So she can't.
Okay.
He became... When he became 18... And she hadn't told me. She didn't even know at that point. From then on, I can't. Once he's an adult, and then I find out they can't go for back child support.
A further question here, nice. Anonymous trucker dad. She said she wasn't sure. Like, was she like sleeping around a lot? Because I feel like if you did it out of spite, you know, she was probably with someone. But then she's like, I don't. You know, like I'm saying, does she have a lot of people thinking they might were the father?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, okay, so I'm Mexican. Now, I'm not a real, real Mexican. I don't speak Spanish or nothing like
what
that.
What is that? No. This is perfect. Normally, I wouldn't be able to ask that question. Right. What do you mean that you ain't a real, real Mexican?
I don't speak Spanish. Okay. I don't have any contact with, not really contact, but I guess people,
all your people are here now.
Yes, sir. Okay. And the only people in my family I talk to are my sister or my two sisters. And that's it.
Okay.
So I don't speak Spanish. I don't do any of that. Yeah. Well, the kid turned out really, really white. Her husband was white. So for the longest time, they didn't know anything. They thought it was his. But then as he got older, he started showing, I guess, more of my features versus who they thought was the dad's features. And the dad was like...
Did he have like a big handlebar mustache? Or he start wearing a sombrero?
I was trying not to
come
say
on,
anything,
we can have fun with
had
this.
Had a million jokes.
What is the... come on, man. What's the...
So, you answer it.
Don't make me do it. This is what we need to break down these damn walls of letting people tell us that we have to ask other people what is okay to say in this, that, or the other. You're a Mexican. You're an American. Who'd you vote for? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Oh, okay. Just telling. So, what's the features that the young man started? Are you a tall guy?
He started getting a little darker. The dad was a little shorter, or the guy who they thought was his dad was a little shorter, and the mom's a pretty short lady. I think he said when he was 16 or something like that, he was right at 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Then he started getting a little darker skin and stuff like that. So that's where the dad started going, you're not mine, blah, blah, blah.
When he started growing a mustache,
he pulled up in a lowrider and he's like, hang on now.
He started combing his hair with a switchblade. Did you say, wait a minute? I'm messing.
So are you guys going to hang out now, have a relationship, that whole thing?
I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's actually coming to my house Saturday. We've already went out to eat with him and his girlfriend. He met my wife. He actually came over Super Bowl Sunday and hung out with a bunch of my friends and family and kind of got to know them. He's met my two sisters, his aunts. So it seems to be going really well, man.
Damn, you are awesome. The Padre.
I am.
That is great, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. The fact that you have a good disposition about this, we're going to make up for this lost time and all this stuff. But also the other thing here, that's one thing that I really wish a lot of people could get past, because most people walking the face of this earth, generally speaking, are nice people that are just kind of happy to be where they are and just making a life and all this stuff. But then the rhetoric that gets thrown around about how you're supposed to feel or people are this way, and all the communication gets broken down, and we're just assuming that everyone is that way because we are afraid to open our mouth around others. And I think kind of what we just did there was kind of show that you can have a conversation and you can ask questions without it being taken on the offense and kind of see where each other.
Oh yeah, man. I'm not offended easily, man. It's one of those things that I'm an '80s baby, so we didn't really get offended back then. Like
Mexican American.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Man, that's great.
Congratulations to you and. Adios.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. Thank
you.
Yes,
sir. Thank
you. Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Adios. Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bye-bye. Break it down. Live from CallRobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 28th of February, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
We've got some Saturday ones. We've got a lot of ones for today, too, so definitely want to work these in. Start with this gentleman right here. Do you recognize the tune?
That's it.
Give it about 5 seconds.
3, 2, 1. Oh.
A soul.
I don't.
We used to play the chorus as a sound drop a couple years ago, like a lot.
What was that from, though? I mean, why would we play the sound drop?
Because it's a funny chorus.
It's such a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
naked in my man.
Like, it's just word. It's like you write down a bunch of words that rednecks like. Beer, yep. Whiskey, naked. Hank, George, naked, dirt roads. It just drinking seems beer. Contrived. That's the word I'm looking for.
Jason Aldean,
I'm going to say he's 50 years old.
52.
Jason Aldean is only 48 years old today.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Jason.
He must have started
I don't
early.
Know that he has a top of his head.
What happened?
I can't verify.
I can't.
It went missing?
No, I've just never seen him without a hat on.
If he's not wearing a cowboy hat, he's got like a bandana on, like a little Steven Van Zandt.
Yeah, he's like Hulk Hogan or like Keith Richards. Running around with bandanas everywhere and scarves and stuff.
Well, this is on the Varsity Blues soundtrack, this song here. Paul Walker's no longer with us. It's not his Happy Heavenly. And it's not James Vanderbeek.
Oh, was it the fat brother from My Name is Earl?
No. It's not.
Oh, no, that wasn't that movie.
No. It's Whipped Cream Bikini herself.
Oh.
She's on Landman now. She's Billy Bob's ex wife.
Landman.
It's an oil show. It's really good.
Landman.
Yep. Jerry Jones is on it, man, for a cameo. And I'm going to tell you something. If he don't win an Emmy for what he did on that show, he was great. He can really, he's got an acting chop if it's Allie Larder's birthday.
Okay, thanks. I could not remember
whipped cream
her
bikini.
Name. She still looks I remember good the too. Whipped cream bikini. I still remember her.
She's naked on this show. So you actually see it.
Oh, yeah?
See it all.
50 years old.
53.
Oh, you're so close.
51.
49 years old for Allie Larder. She's almost 50. Almost, not there yet.
Almost 50.
We'll work him in, this guy here. Lead singer of Train.
Pat
Monahan.
Yeah, Pat Monahan. I'm going to say Shane Monahan.
He's got the...
I like this song.
I guess you could say funny hair. Maybe it's just kind of... Maybe that's what stands out about him. They've had a couple hits. It's probably the biggest one. Drops of Jupiter.
I'll go whatever Paige says. I don't know. I mean, that's...
I haven't gotten any yet.
It's usually when she gets on the streak.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm talking about your sex life, Paige.
We're talking all of the above.
52.
54. Oh, 56 for Pat Monahan. Get going up.
Damn it.
You've, you've opened for this lady's father at a comedy club in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ray Dong Chong.
It is Ray Dong's birthday.
Oh.
Tommy.
I like him.
Ray Dong Chong.
Didn't he fall asleep on the show or something?
No, that was Chuck Liddell.
People forget that Tommy Chong started out music in Canada.
Oh, yeah. They also forget he's Canadian.
Yep.
He's not from Southern California.
Not from Canada, man.
Canada, man.
God, he was great on that 70s show.
He's so funny.
Ray Dong.
She was in Commando with Schwarzenegger. And The Color Purple. She didn't pee in the road, though.
That was Oprah, the woman from the South. I will say, Ray Dong is... That's what we have in Columbia, South Carolina. A lot of radon. Radon.
Radon.
Radon Chong is 55.
54.
64
Good
for Radon Chong.
Daddy.
Been around for a little bit. Let's do Pete. Pete from Oh Brother. Remember those sirens turned Pete into a toad? He's also Jesus Quintana from The Big Lebowski. John Turturro.
Okay, he's a good actor.
He was also Carmine Falcone in The Batman that came out a couple years ago.
Yes, he was. That's right.
He's good in everything.
God, and these are in order?
Yep.
64?
65.
John Turturro is 68 years
good
old.
Good Lord.
I got a fun little fact about him, if I remember to do it, that he shares a birthday with a Happy Heavenly we got today.
Oh.
That they were in the same movie together, Oh Brother.
Oh.
Bernadette Peters.
She's still with us. Oh, man. God bless. Her and Gene Wilder. God.
Steve Martin, too. She was in The Jerk.
I mean Steve Martin. Damn it. That's what I was talking about, too. Where do you say I forget things? I don't get it.
Oh, here.
78?
80.
77 years old for Bernadette Peters. Let me put this aside real quick, and we'll do some Saturday birthdays.
Good. This song is, it's like walking in Memphis. It's just...
Making you sad?
Well, let me give you this one.
What made me sad is, well, it's just like I just want to shut it off. Bieber.
It is Bieber's birthday. Aww. Saturday will be. He's having a rough time, Bieber.
Yeah.
Is it going to get rougher in a few months when Diddy's trial starts? We don't know.
Hope not. Did he do any of that?
People on X saying that something big was going to come down this Monday or Tuesday.
Like they said with the Epstein files yesterday and nothing came out.
Probably.
Nothing big. This snuck up on me with Bieber. I'm kind of surprised.
30 then.
32.
31 for Bieber.
Damn it.
Seemed like it wasn't that long ago. He was 15.
You know, they're going to try to argue that in court.
I know they might watch him. They got to try at least, right?
Lark Voorhees.
He was also Detective John Clark on NYPD Blue.
Lark Voorhees.
No, it's not. No. It's not Turtle.
It's Mark Paul Gosselaar.
It is Mark Paul, who still works. I haven't watched his new show, but it's a network show, so he's still getting some work.
What?
He was Bash of Franklin and Bash.
Yeah, he got into like doing cop detective stuff. 52?
53. God, 51 for Mark Paul. God, every boy wanted to be Zach Morris growing up. They wanted the hair, the girls, even the phone he had in his room.
And his don't give a crap attitude from his parents. Like, they just, like, that kid ran buckshot all over the house. I don't know where his dad was. Where was his dad?
They addressed that in one episode. Like, he was, I want to say he was like a traveling, like, some kind of computer type guy, right?
Like, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Like, why'd they live on a boat?
I know. What, like, was that just like one little semester?
I don't know. It was like two seasons. They lived on a boat. All the kids lived on a boat. Like, was that some kind of orphan ship?
Oh, like Flair was like on the orphan train.
On the train.
Guess who's got a birthday Saturday?
Booker. King Booker.
Former guest of the show that came in the studio. Not this studio.
Other studio.
But was assaulted. By a janitor.
By a janitor.
Oh, I'll never.
Now, don't think a janitor was whipping Booker T's ass. It wasn't that kind of assault.
No, it was a lady janitor that grabbed his Johnson. Sucker!
Tell me you did not just grab that.
You did not. Oh, he shared some fun stories with us in here. Right there before, really, like, every wrestler in the world got a podcast, and you could tell a story and be like, yeah, we know, we heard that on Demolition Axes podcast. He was telling us about the Wendy situation.
Yeah.
You have to Google that if you'd like to. He's gotten past it.
What was it, 14, 15 times?
Like,
you went to prison for it.
They always say that the thief will come back to the scene of the crime, but 14 times?
And the thief worked at the scene of the crime.
No.
I didn't know he had a son until I watched his special.
I did not know that.
He had a son around the time he went to prison.
Have you seen Mark Henry's son?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Is he wrestling?
Yeah.
I got to look him up.
Yeah. Booker T, I'm going to say that the great Booker Huffman is 57, like your favorite condiment sauce.
56.
It's a big one for old Booker.
60.
60, wow. King Booker.
Dude, I love him on NXT. He just does He's not great. Give a damn, and it's so fun, they just let him go.
I want to say Evolve was his promotion. He started, right? And then they picked it up. He started one of them.
He started the one that ended up... remember Shawn Michaels had one in Texas? He had one in Texas. I think they kind of came together, and Booker took... over, and then HBK went to
Brian Danielson went to Shawn Michaels wrestling school.
Yeah.
Happy heavenly birthday, Gilbert Gottfried, former guest of the show.
Yes!
Would have been 70 today. That was one of his last appearances before he passed.
We seem to do that to people.
I don't like it.
He was on Big Van Vader, the wrestler. He died a week after being on our show.
Goodness.
No wonder we don't get guests anymore.
We kill them.
Happy heavenly birthday to Moses Hightower himself.
Oh, the great Bubba.
Bubba Smith would have been 80 years old today. I told you a fun fact. I had John Turturro was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He was also in it with Charles Durning. Same birthday, who would have been 102 years old today. He was the governor. You know, he'd smack you and say, some bitch.
Yeah.
Bugsy Siegel would have been 119 years old today.
Good Lord.
Bugsy.
Famous gangster.
Gangster.
Not as interesting as Meyer Lansky was, but still. Gangster nonetheless.
Yeah, but still, Hill, he takes the cake on those things.
God, man, you talk about it, just a big foul up. He just couldn't get out of his own way.
Mm-mm. I would have loved to have been able to interview White Boy Rick.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was.
I think he's out of prison now, right?
Oh, so maybe he's on the circuit.
Might be able to hook that up. I didn't think that'd be good. It was good. That's a good story.
I know, man. I want to find out, like, I ain't too interested in reading a book about it, but, like, you know, based on a true story, that's very lenient in movies. I want to know how much of that was, like, real, how much of it was kind of whatever.
I didn't see it.
That was good.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Matthew McConaughey's in it. Yep. White Boy Rick. True story. Great movie.
Real good. Real, real good. I'd like to say thank you for listening to today's show. Took me a while to get ramped up today. But, of course, it was a lot of sad stuff, though.
It really was.
I mean, it was a lot of, like, you know, the stuff with Gene Hackman and then Fat Boy's mail that he got and various things. But it all ended up fun.
Mm-hmm.
go out and enjoy your weekend this weekend. Get today's podcast, any of the podcasts, text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Standard data text rate supply. And don't do it while you're driving. We're on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all of it. Go get it. And we will be back live Monday. That was just a...
Lord willing.
That was a joke that the Greenville News started, the newspaper. They started a vicious rumor about us not being here live on Monday. We will be here live on Monday.
How could I do such a thing?
Good Lord willing. No, for real, there is no joke in that, Dan or anyone.
It might be Monday until we get out.
Freak out. All right, thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. I got no plans this weekend, dude. I'm trying to make it last as long as I can. Have a good weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.